As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's that revolution in the air. Won't you be a part of it? Welcome to our Thursday, September the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. That's oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, and we might even approach solutions today for you with our very special returning guest, independent researcher Vicki Davis, as we continue tracking this pathological technocracy that's emerging as a new global order. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place and at the right time to become vocal local. I like to think of this as the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom, what a novel idea, is still popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the phone and call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join us live on air, or take Oracle with you on your mobile phone. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email, as so many others have done, at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Here's a big shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro, 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold today driven below $990. The equities and the oil and currencies continue their upward trend as the bonds, the mortgage rates, and the U.S. dollar decline. We'll talk about that in our market report. Philip Zelikow under the microscope again today with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're going to go into some very interesting information. Of course, we'll take your calls and much more. Let's go back into the market reports for Thursday, September the 10th, 2009. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But 1 hour ago, gold was trading at $989.10, off $3.30. Silver up 6 cents at $16.36. Platinum up $5 at $1,279 for a 0.999 fine troy ounce of platinum. Palladium, $290 unchanged in morning trading. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $982 for a low, $997.90 for a high. At $989.10, your investment in gold a year ago would now be up $237.80 for a 31.62 return. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set it at $988.50, and you can see we're just a buck above that now. In the Dow, in the equities, closing yesterday up 50 points at 9,547. The NASDAQ was up 23 at 2,060. The S&P up 8 at 1,033. The crude oil up 67 cents this morning for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, trading at $71.98 U.S. In that U.S. dollar index, continuing its fall, losing 5 more basis points in morning trading, now trading at 77 points. We'll be right back after this brief commercial intermission, finish the market reports, and dive into the broadcast with our guest, Vicki Davis. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at PureBulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at PureBulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, for the benefit of all of our affiliates and micros that are away at the top of the hour break. We'll repeat just a little bit of the market report for today. We find that gold is trading off $3.30. at $989.10 an ounce, and silver was up 6 cents this morning at $16.36 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $982.90 and $997.90. So we can see quite a spread developing there. And, of course, the boys in London set it at $988.50, and we're trading between there now. Again, the U.S. dollar index was off 5 basis points, trading at 77, and that has rolled over and impacted the foreign exchange rates, folks. I'm not a advisor, I'm not a counselor, I have no clue when it comes to some of this stuff, but I can certainly say that we've been watching as the foreign exchange rates continue to walk away from the U.S. dollar. There are people out there that trade in currencies, and so that is an option as well. But let's look at that foreign exchange rate, this little basket of currencies that we've created for this broadcast and you, our listeners. The Canadian dollar today, losing 62 basis points. Trading at 92 cents U.S., not much change there. The Mexican peso, however, losing another 7 basis points, now firmly sitting at 7 cents U.S. That's a penny off of where it was a week ago. The euro continues to climb, up 22 basis points at $1.46. The big winner in all of this, there's two of them, up another 68 basis points. The British pound is trading at $1.67, and I've just been watching this number climb and climb and climb and climb, adding penny after penny after penny ever since Christmas. In the Swiss franc, oh, we heard a whole flurry of information about how the Swiss franc was tanking. Well, it's up another 18 basis points. It's trading at 96 cents U.S., and that also has just been climbing and climbing, adding a penny and a penny and a penny. In the bond market, the yield for the two-year is still at 0.90%, less than 1% return. That's going to impact the Asian markets. You can be certain of that. The 10-year is running at 3.43. I didn't note the 30-year, so we'll skip that one for today. In the mortgage markets, if you will, the 15-year mortgage lower again, trading at 4.68%. Mortgages for a 15-year mortgage, that's down from 4.94 a month ago. The 30-year mortgages are running at 5.23%, which is down also from 5.53 a month ago. So we can see that it's continuing to decline. They're becoming perhaps more reasonable, more accessible. I did notice on the Bloomberg this morning an interesting article somewhere in the neighborhood of another 330,000. Just don't quote me on that. I don't have the article in front of me. Houses in foreclosure in that particular article, again, that's on the front homepage of Bloomberg. Here, let me see. I've got a copy of it here in front of me. Foreclosure filings in the U.S. exceeded 300,000 for the sixth straight month as job losses that boosted the unemployment rate to a 26-year high left many homeowners unable to keep up with their mortgage payments. All of this article I'll report on tomorrow. But it talks here from a fellow, Morris A. Davis, an assistant real estate professor at the Wisconsin School of Business and a former a Labor Department geek. He says that 15 million Americans are unemployed, and as such, more record foreclosures will continue. So that's going to be driving the market for some time. People are losing their employment. You can see that this is a much more realistic number than the 7 million that we've been hearing from the Gov, if you will. Certainly other analysts out there or newsletter writers have been pointing us into somewhere in the neighborhood of 26% unemployment. You're just going to have to use your own judgment, listeners. I certainly don't know I don't have a crystal ball or a Ouija board, so it's hard for me to figure out what the real numbers are. But we just find them for you when we can and report them just the way we find them. This morning we're going to go back to our very special guest, Vicki Davis. And we're going to discuss Philip Zelica. For those of you that are out there that are not aware, Vicki has a website. It's www.channelingreality.com. And I would recommend that you look on the left-hand side, click on the Become Vocal Local link where she posts the news that we talk about on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And keep in mind that last Tuesday's broadcast also had at the center of it, she called it the left-right paradigm. But what we were looking at there was the impact of this Philip Zelikow guy. And as a result, over the last 48 hours, Vicki has unearthed more interesting material. And we're going to go into that this morning with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Well, it should be an interesting program because I didn't have time to write this up and organize my thoughts in a coherent way. So we're going to be kind of doing this seat of the pants, I think.
Works for me. I don't mind punting when we're close to the goalpost.
When I started doing a search, what intrigued me so much about that video that we talked about last week was that Philip Zelikow has visions of grandiosity in terms of where we are in the world. And his view, what he was articulating, was how he was trying to fabricate a national mythology for the American people to make them think that they will be benefiting from globalization. And, of course, that's a real trick because we're not, and the ways in which we're not benefiting are right in your face. You don't have a job. You can't get medical insurance. You can't pay your mortgage. You know, it's really hard to convince people that prosperity is just ahead when they're losing everything they own.
Absolutely. And Philip Zelikow, folks, if you go back and look at the video that we have, that Vicki has on her website for Tuesday, she's also got another one up on the YouTube that's very, very revealing for today. We're not going to run the clip. It's a 10-minute or thereabouts clip. Or we might, maybe in the second hour or whatever. But nevertheless, if you go back and look at it, Philip Zelikow is a historian. At least he would like to think he is. Academic for sure, Harvard for certain. Very well connected. He rotates in and out through the revolving door, apparently, much the same way that Lawrence Summers and others do. They're brought into government for the time period that they're useful, and then they're rotated back out into academia again. So the professors are always involved shaking up things. And this particular individual, Philip Zelikow, is in the process of historical revisionism, but he's doing it the opposite way. We think about looking at the past and revising history so that the victors always, as they say, they're the ones that get to write history. But in this particular instance, with this particular individual and the current trend, they're actually looking forward and projecting the kind of history they want people to look back on at this time period. And then their intent is to build the dialogue and the circumstances to validate that false paradigm. So he's a very interesting person. When Vicki turned me on to him and I sat down and watched that that video, I just wanted to spring through the screen of my computer and get him by the throat. That's just this little spoon. We'll be back right after this break. Stay with us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth of our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from and SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned right here on Become Vocal Local, visiting again with our very special guest, Vicki Davis. We're talking about Philip Zelikow. We're talking about things that have happened in the past, things that are going to happen in the future, and things that are happening now. Vicki, when you were doing your research in the Wednesday-Thursday period here, and certainly a lot of this was coming on early this morning, and I know that because I got them very early this morning. But while you were looking at this Philip Zelikow, you came across Markle Foundation. And, you know, people, the power, the influence of the foundations must never be forgotten. This is the way that the very wealthiest of the wealthiest can be listed as billionaires when actually they held trillions, because they funnel the majority of their monies off into these various foundations to affect their agenda that way. But what did you find when you started looking at the Markle Foundation and Zelikow's influence in it? And at the same time, maybe we also want to talk a little bit about the YouTube video that you sent earlier.
Yeah, well, I found Markle quite a long time ago, and I saw Philip Zelikow's name on there when I was researching 911, but at the time it didn't mean anything to me, and so, you know, I continued on with my research, and by the time I made a connection that that was an important link, I went back and they'd taken his name off, and so, you know, it was one of those things, is it my memory that's bad, am I confusing it with another website, so I lost that connection and that thread of the research, but this time period now when I was looking at Philip Zelikow again, I found a video that Webster Tarpley did, and you can search for it on YouTube, and it's about Philip Zelikow, and he talks about Zelikow's connection with Markle, the Markle Foundation. Now, the importance of the connection with the Markle Foundation is because Markle was involved in the G8 summits for the Global Information Society. And in 1999, the Okinawa summit is when the G8 agreed to the Global Information Society. And they have a charter and everything. And so that is an extraordinarily important link.
Okay. Let me just say that I'm still getting that. I'm getting some kind of a bleed through on that thing again. But you can go ahead and continue. And I'm going to try and close out of these guys and reopen those again and close out of this one, folks. I'm sorry. I'm hearing some background noise. I really do. I've got so much stuff open here. There we go. That found it. All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Vicki.
Okay.
I just had so much going on in the background, folks. What we do on the broadcast is we self-produce all of these programs. The broadcasts I do myself right here, and I'm using multiple computers, and as different things open up, sometimes they've got an embedded video, as everybody's seen, in one of these web pages, and when they open and finally load, then they just start playing. And so sometimes when we do this process, which is very interesting to me and it's all new to me, it's great IT technology, Vicki, but it does cause a little bit of consternation for the old host. Please continue. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Well, okay. On the what Markle did to support the initiative was that they had a .force initiative. And what the idea was to bridge the digital divide between the developing world and the developed world. Okay, let me backtrack here a little bit. I found this great article on a website called Little India. And what it says is that Bill Gates held an event in 1999 bringing together tech corporations, the UN, the World Bank, WTO, along with international foundations. And the purpose of it was to discuss the concept of bringing the high-tech world to the developing world. Okay, I'm going to read this paragraph. Okay, it is the brainchild of IT entrepreneurs who got together with social activist foundations and corporations to use the digital economy to empower the poor. The event that launched the organization's program strategies was a conference in November 1999 with a partnership of Seattle's Technology Alliance hosted by Bill Gates Sr. That's interesting, isn't it?
Very.
The event brought together executives of top internet companies like Microsoft, GTE, Real Networks, and WorldTel, along with major international foundations such as Bill and Melinda Gates, Rockefeller, and W.K. Kellogg, and institutions like the UN, World Bank, and WTO, to brainstorm on alleviating poverty through high-tech solutions. Okay, now, the organization that they put together had its first New York event at the Rockefeller Estate in the year 2000. Just last month, well, okay, this was written a long time ago, but it says, just last month, New York chapter held its second gathering to get people involved with the work in India, China, Latin America, and Africa. Okay. This event was held in the home of Vikram Gandhi, managing director of Morgan Stanley. And it, let's see, that pitted innovative solutions against problems of poverty. The audience that evening included Ambassador Kamalish Sharma, Stephen and Kimberly Rockefeller, and a room full of New York movers and shakers. Okay, so that tells you the power that was behind this initiative of bridging the digital divide.
Exactly. And it reminds me, you know, back when I was studying Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon and Madame de Stael and others in the 1800s, 1850s. Also, you go and start looking at the various houses that were set up around the United States and around in England and Europe. They were oftentimes called salons, folks. And so what they would have would be a mover, a shaker, or one of these intellectual gurus, and then people would come and visit and stay, or I imagine in those days they stayed a while. And then they would sit and they would talk and they would plan and they would dream and they would scheme, much the same as what I'm hearing from you here, Vicki. And the idea of tying into Bill Gates and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and understand, you know, that he's right up there near the top of the billionaires lists on the planet. Certainly there are trillionaires as well, but he's definitely near the top of the Forbes billionaires. A link was sent to me by one of our listeners, Chris, but from the chat rooms. But anyway, when these guys get together and they start planning this stuff out, anytime they invoke Gates, they're definitely talking about this global information highway, this internet system that we've been talking about, and if I heard you correctly, Vicki. And it also goes back to United Nations Agenda 21 with the idea of capacity building, and using the international community, and here these players are that international community. They are the IT and the money people that stand the most to gain, the most to lose, and they generally will chip in a considerable amount of their own capital to make these things happen. This is the idea of financing coming from the international community.
Yeah, well, and you can add Warren Buffett in there, too, because Warren Buffett and Bill Gates are golfing buddies.
Absolutely, and they're also in the upper echelons of the billionaires on the planet. Folks, we'll be right back right after this brief commercial intermission with your calls at 866-841-1065.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Howdy, my name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy." Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilder lands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again, and callers, if you'd like to call in, weigh in on these topics today, you're certainly welcome to do so at 866-841-1065 or from the Austin, Texas area if you have unlimited long-distance access. You can also call in at 512-904-8014. Vicki, as we were going into the break, I finally was able to get everything back open again on the computer. I was kind of a little bit distracted, so I'll just let you go ahead and pick up right there. And we'll continue to move through these documents.
Okay, well, the connections are really quite important, you know, where the people fit in this picture of the what ultimately they planned to be the transformation of all the economies of the world, actually, because they have in mind the global systems, as I've always talked about. But, okay, the chairman of the Markle Foundation is Zoe Baird. She was also on the board of directors of the Chubb Foundation. And of course, you know, with the Markle Foundation, they were right at the heart of the digital, bridging the digital divide and the .force initiative in the United States. And Philip Zelikow was on that committee. Their National Security in the Information Age initiative. Zelikow is a good friend of Condoleezza Rice. And they wrote a book together, actually, on, you know, when the Berlin Wall came down. And, of course, Condi was at Stanford. And Stanford is where one of the projects for the Preventative Defense Initiative was, and in the video that we talked about last week, Philip Zelikow actually brought up Condoleezza Rice. You know, she was a friend of Strobe Talbott. So it's interesting, you know, how they place the people in the administrations. If, you know, she's a friend of Strobe Talbott. Strobe Talbott is a bleeding heart liberal, and given what we saw of her performance during the Bush administration, I'd say she's a liberal too. So you have these liberals, you know, placed in conservative administrations, and in of course this administration, I haven't really seen any conservatives placed, but that was part of the false left-right paradigm that we talked about last week, on Tuesday. But anyway, continuing on with Markle, turns out that another one of their initiatives was the national ID, which is something that we did talk about last week. And I have an article by a guy named Jim Harper that worked for the Cato Institute. He's their IT guy. And he said that Markle gave aid to the architects of the surveillance state. And on the Markle Foundation members list, there's a guy named Amitai Etzioni.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Amitai Etzioni who was the promoter of the national ID card.
Amazing.
Yeah, and he is also the promoter of the communitarian values that Nikki Rapana talks about all the time.
Absolutely.
The communitarian philosophy is the foundational philosophy for the organizing principles for an IT-driven society, because it's all about collectivization.
Absolutely.
And as you said, you know, earlier this morning when we were talking, conservation of human resources.
Precisely. I was looking while you were talking. Both Zoe Baird, of course, and Condi Rice are on the current or on the 2004 list of the Council on Foreign Relations. And I would imagine as we go through the broadcast today, most of these people will come up on that list as well. But I'll keep looking and checking as you bring them out. Amitai Etzioni is a real piece of work, one that everybody needs to be aware of.
Yeah, well, and the things that they say are very important because those are the organizing principles that they need to get people to buy into for the an IT-driven society, which shows you the contradiction between using an IT interconnected world to bring people out of poverty. The concepts are just completely opposite. Because IT allows you to eliminate people from positions and to manage your resources. So how are you going to employ the bottom half of, you know, the billions of people that are in poverty by bringing them IT? All you're doing is impoverishing the developed world, and you're not lifting the developing world out of poverty.
Well, the whole idea of expanding this, you know, this interoperable, interconnected web system, as we've discussed in the past, Vicki, in my opinion, is to facilitate getting the all the cables and all of the equipment and all of the technology to the public sector, not the private sector. Those in the private sector that have affluence, wealth, or capacity can tie into it, as you and I have done and others. But when the internet necessarily was brought into this county and into this area, it was so that the city hall down here in the little town of Exeter and over in the town of Cassville, which is also the county seat, could be connected. And the fact that it runs by this little subdivision that I dwell in, all of us are basically, by tying into it, are just paying for its existence here. But it was brought here not necessarily for us, in my opinion. It was brought here for the cities, the counties, and the states.
Right. Well, and also, I mean, you can see how they sold the idea of the internet as the center of the economy. So what, you know, your city and county and state leaders would say is, oh, no, you know, it was brought to you, you know, to empower you.
Well, it certainly empowers the it empowers the people that are doing home businesses, all of the businesses. Certainly you'll have the international chambers of commerce behind it. You'll have the local chambers of commerce, the state and national chambers of commerce involved in it as well, because they need to be interoperable here inside of this system. But I think that Ma and Pa America, we're just underwriting it. We're paying for all these computers. We're paying for all of the routers, all of the software, all of the technology, so to speak. As I like to say, we're forging the links of our own bondage by participating in the system. And then those that would be most able to foot the bill for themselves, corporate America, corporate world, they get a kind of a pass on it because they buy their computers at a discount. They've got all of the wires in the ground at a discount because the stupid sheeple have paid for it all.
Right. Yep. That's the what is it? Socialization of cost and privatization of profits.
Exactly.
So the public is paying all of the costs for the infrastructure, and Bill Gates and Buffett and all of these people, their wealth just keeps increasing and increasing and increasing. And if you look at the poverty statistics around the world, the level of poverty has been increasing over this time. It has not been decreasing.
Well, none of this stuff really ever produces anything that we would consider to be capital, land, labor, you know, and capital. None of that is really happening here. Basically, what we're doing with this couple of decades from 1991, like you say, the year the world changed, up until 2020, the Vision 2020 statement, we're taking about this 30-year period here to rewrite all of the economies on the planet, but also to set this global governance, this GIS-GPS global governance system in place. And as a result, we the people are taking it in the shorts here in the interim.
Right. Well, and Philip Zelikow alluded to the fact that he said in that video that we talked about on Tuesday that Mexico is having a strange kind of revolution. Well, we also are having a strange kind of revolution, and Australia and Great Britain, everybody is having a strange kind of revolution because it's a geek revolution. A revolution at the administrative level of government, which is behind the scenes. You don't see these people who do these kinds of things.
Well, some of this could be linked to cultural Marxism. Perhaps we'll talk about that briefly on the other side and continue our discussion with Vicki Davis and your calls. Be back in 3 minutes, folks.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
And we've returned once again, and we talk about this idea of these soft revolutions that are going on, these revolutions that are basically being created out of thin air, whole cloth. When we talk about a war on terror, terrorism, or this flu thing coming along, all of this stuff, these are terrors, these are wars, these are revolutions that are being created in the minds of the people. And then they try and create incidents on the ground to support them, basically as cover, in my opinion, Vicki, for the greater agenda, which is this transformation as we move from the old world order of the prior to the 1991 period to this new IT high-tech revolution that's going on, coming on us and at us all the time. A couple of other documents that we can look at here. One of them you've got is this panel pushes the Pentagon privatization, Wolfowitz to the business executives for national security, et cetera. Got quite a bit on the plate here. Maybe we could just kind of tie that up and move forward a bit.
Okay. We'll get to that. But first, there's another important connection, another important person who was part of the Marco Foundation, and that's Jim Barksdale. Barksdale, I think he was in the military. He's retired military. But anyway, he was connected to Netscape, and it's generally accepted that Netscape was the company that kicked off the dot-com bubble on Wall Street. And if you followed that, the dot-com boom was basically a fraud. Most of the dot-coms that were started up were corporate IPO-driven. you know, Wall Street basically threw out the rules for price-to-earnings ratio, and they promoted the idea that this was the way of the future. And recall that CNBC, which is connected, which Microsoft is an investor of, they were the ones, the dot-com was fed by the media circus that was created to pump these stocks.
Well, it's the wave of the future, my man.
Yeah. And so, you know, they created this circus atmosphere that this was the way of the future, and Greenspan ignored the whole thing, you know, calling it irrational exuberance, but, you know, still having easy money policy, you know, to build the bubble.
Well, for those that got involved in it early on, you know, it's just like not necessarily a Ponzi scheme, but a multi-level marketing scheme. For those that got in on the ground floor, so to speak, it was a wondrous and a ride that produced fabulous wealth for many. But unfortunately, for a lot of people, some that I know personally, they turned away from private businesses that they had, whether they were in an auto body shop or some kind of a repair shop or some other kind of a craft and trade, and went in for the re-education scheme, came out as computer operators and programmers and IT technicians and things like that, went to work. Those jobs only lasted for a few years before the outsourcing really started to take effect. Then they found themselves sitting there with all of this, cheap Chinese plastic crap, tippy-tappy knowledge that couldn't translate into a plate of beans and a slice of ham, you know. So for them, they kind of got left out to dry while the big money started to push it globally.
Yeah. Well, what the dot-com boom did in 2004, Treasury Secretary Snow gave a speech, you know, to the National Press Club. He said that the dot-com boom, he called it the collapse of the equity markets. And so basically it was a stock market crash, but the media never reported it that way, did they? He said that the equity markets collapse in 2000 took $7 trillion out of our economy. And I have this on a web page called Crimes Against Reality, and I would I'll post it on the website, but I actually have his speech where you can listen to the speech he gave to the National Press Club.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that you can hear it for yourself. But that connection with Netscape and Microsoft and Barksdale, you know, that's an important connection. And it was an attack on our economy. There's no doubt about that, because what they were doing was selling an illusion. It was a fraud. It was stock market fraud. And the only person who went to jail, there were two people that went to jail that I know of. There was one Wall Street stock analyst, and his name escapes me at the moment. And then, of course, Martha Stewart.
All right.
You know.
It was unfortunate. She was folding and unfolding those towels a little bit too often.
Right, for a $60,000 deal. I mean, you know, it's absurd,
like
beyond.
Bernie Madoff thing, you know, you could say, oh, well, now Madoff has cancer. Oh, really? So what's he going to do? He's going to die in prison or something like that, and then he'll find out 20 years later that he's in Paraguay, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah, with Ken Lay.
Yeah.
Okay, now how does this connect with September 11th, besides the connection with Philip Zelikow? Well, when you understand the power people that are behind this initiative, and the G8 agreed to it, and the United States, of course, is part of the G8. When Bush came into office, an organization called BENS. It's Business Executives for National Security, which are these very same people that are involved in the this IT initiative for the Global Information Society. They push the Pentagon for privatization. They want privatization of the Pentagon. And in May of 2001, Wolfowitz, well, BENS did what's called a tail-to-tooth study, which I assume means that they looked at all the military functioning, probably more on the administrative side, and BENS came up with a list of recommendations of things to do. And the vision that they put together was a high-tech military vision. And I know that a lot of people on the internet have seen these, you know, videos of the future combat systems and Rumsfeld's concept of a stripped-down, scaled-down military, small on force, big on IT.
Well, you know, the programming for that began, I think, with the Rambo series of movies and things like that, some of the things that Arnold Schwarzenegger was involved in as well. You know, Sylvester Stallone, those guys were putting it out in the Hollywood versions of it. And then at the same time, the Army was running those advertisements about that time period of the Army of One, you know, where you've got some guy stomping along in the desert and he's all by himself, you know. And supposedly because of the IT that's running behind them, that these war fighters would be able to do major things. But as we can see, folks, when it translates out into dust in your eyes and grit in your teeth, it doesn't quite come to fruition. But what's happening in Iraq, what's happening in Afghanistan, what's may happen in Iran is going to put all of these systems to a test. And so we're in trouble, but here in this article that you've got on this panel pushes the Pentagon for privatization when they're talking about the tooth and the tail. The article says that the tooth refers to the combat troops and the support that support the war fighters. Excuse me, the tooth refers to the combat troops and the weapons systems, while the tail refers to the infrastructure and the functions that support them. And so, it's a long chain of interrelated operations that are to, again, focus on combat and war at a time when really we don't have a war except the ones that were created in the minds of people like Philip Zelikow and some of these other think tanks that are constantly out there agitating this stuff to advance their global agenda. It's a sad and sorry testimony to have and to bring to the airwaves, folks. But we've been lied to for a long time. But at this time, we're really getting it in the shaft. So we'll pick it all up and continue in hour number two as we come back with our special guest, Vicki Davis, and your call. Stay with us.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, September the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage of this broadcasting network. Be sure and log on and bookmark that site today if you haven't already. Very interesting things that you can do there. Be sure and look at the members link there where you can click on, and for a pittance you can become an Oracle member and get access to the high quality streams that are made available for you and for your listening and archiving pleasure. Again, we're visiting with Vicki Davis today. We're going into some more of this IT research. Really, there's a lot of geopolitical connections to all of this that when we fail to see it, we don't really see the big picture. In this particular article that we're discussing right now, and again, you can find it on Vicki's website, www.channelingreality.com, it starts off here. The panel pushes the Pentagon privatization. It's one of the second article in the link for today. But it says the Defense Department can save up to $70 billion by revamping its acquisition programs and contracting out more of its support services, according to a report released Thursday. Of course, this is back in February of 2001. Dropping down in the article, it says, the national interest is to make the U.S. military as efficient as we can, said Rudman. I believe that if we apply business practices, you could get one-third of the money the services really need to perform their primary functions. But, Vicki, as we go back and understand a little bit about history, go back and tie into the rise and fall of the Roman Empire, if we look at Machiavelli, the Prince, folks, it's a little booklet. You can get it, copy of it, write or read it yourselves. But Leo Strauss, the intellectual father, the philosophical radical behind the neocon movement, of which William Irving Kristol and Wolfowitz and many others came under his Strauss's spell. Strauss is one of those emigres that was swept up between World War I and World War I Part II from Eastern Europe and Germany, sent over to the United States again to teach in our University of Chicago, to teach Americans about Europe and Americans about America. But in this whole concept of bringing in the mercenary forces are anathema to a sound government. They eat out your substance. They're not loyal. They'll turn and rend you, you know, like the ox, you know. They'll gore you if they don't get the money that they want, if they don't get the services. And they're usually not anywhere near as effective fighting force, because they're just in it for the profit. If they see something that's worthwhile stealing, they'll leave off their fighting while they go steal something, break into a bank, take artwork out of someone's home, stop to rape a daughter or a wife, those sorts of things. So all of this is a little bit bizarre as we look at it, but we can see that those that are in the supply chain, they're the ones that really stand to profit. And, of course, the destruction of our own military must be included in our discussion.
Yeah, because there were two schools of thought in the military. There was the Cold War military ready to fight ground war on two fronts, And then there were the Star Wars crowd, you know, that think that information and IT systems are the way to go. And when you look at those two schools of thought, the Pentagon was controlled by the old-time military guys who were not keen on buying into this new way of war, the new way of doing war, because I think, you know, if I had been in any kind of position to have any say, I would have said, I'll go with the guys who have fought war on the ground.
Absolutely.
Not the guys who fight virtual war.
Absolutely. Working from the keyboard is not the way to win the war, folks. We'll be right back and continue this interesting discussion and your calls as well.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds of thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
All right, we've returned once again right here on our Thursday, September the 10th, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local as we begin our second hour of today's broadcast, again on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, visiting with Vicki Davis, for those of you that are away on the top of the hour news and weather break. But as we were going in, Vicki, we were talking a little bit about this idea of the difference between the guys that are out there, you know, with the all of the on-the-ground experience that maybe raised, that came up through the ranks, if you will, in the military, as opposed to those in the IT military. But September the 11th, let's say, as an example, as we move further and further into this GIS, GPS, global governance system, not a government, folks, but governance, as we come under the unified control of the corporate public-private partnership concept, you can see how effective an IT or a virtual war can actually be. Where on September the 11th of 2001, we have an artificial boogeyman and an intentional demolition of primary buildings, throwing into all of the dialogue of the time from the media, all of this great scare and horror. We were basically at war. My mother was sucked in on this. She thought we were actually under attack that morning watching on the television. And so you could create these artificial incidents, if you will, the incident management, the National Incident Management System, NIMS. You can create these weather wars where you have catastrophic events, Katrina, for instance. I mean, we've just been using the United States as a model for some time, but of course Indonesia has not been spared either. So you create these artificial boogeymen, and because at the top they're all working together, they can create the illusion of strife and war and mayhem. Of course, for the people on the ground in Iraq and Afghanistan, this is blood and guts and gore. But for people in the developed countries to have to finance all of this, they can create these illusions, you know, the bombing of the buses in London and so on and so forth. They create the illusions and then they support it with their IT. So there is that aspect. We have both the boots on the ground and the bombs dropping from the air, but then we also have these illusions that can be cast over the people's minds.
Well, that was one of the interesting things that Webster Tarpley said in his YouTube video about Philip Zelikow. Zelikow was selected for the 9/11 commission because he was allegedly one of the foremost experts on Al-Qaeda. Now, how can he be an expert on Al-Qaeda if he's involved in the Markle Foundation and they're working on this IT systems, the, you know, global digital initiative? Doesn't compute. And another thing, too, was there's another video that's on the Internet that's very interesting. Zelikow is a professor of history, but at a book signing or some kind of public event where Zelikow was, there was another professor, his name was Zamba something or other, big long Z name. He questioned Zelikow on his failure to pursue something to do with Al-Qaeda. Zelikow's response to him was that was the past, we should look forward to the future. Now, what kind of history professor says, you know, we are where we are, that was past, let's forget about that and look at the future?
Well, the only answer that I would have for that is, just having seen the video and this research that we've been doing the last couple of days, looking at the mindset, as a historian, yes, he teaches history. And so from that you can develop lessons learned and best practices. But for where he's at in government influence is that he's writing what will become history, but he's writing the future, the idea of the Vision 2020 plans. They're writing the future that we're moving into, and as they say right here in this article, this is a blueprint for action. It's not a report about what other people should do. We're not talking about chicken feed here. We're talking about something that could be a monumental difference to the Defense Department. And so they're creating this new illusion as we move into the 21st century, this IT illusion, this tail-to-tooth reform that will transform the way that government operates as government, the way that business operates as business, and the way the Defense Department conducts and operates as war.
Right. Well, and also this article is a bit misleading because this was written in 2001. Well, there were three pieces of legislation that were passed in the 90s. One of them was called FARA, and it all had to do with acquisition reform and privatization. One of them was the Klinger-Cohen bill, and what that called for is the government agencies to reduce their budgets by 5% every single year. That's the Walmart model. That's the model that says that, you know, you have to keep reducing your costs every single year and become more efficient, okay? And that's what's pushed all of our corporations offshore over to China, because in a developed country, a developed economy, at some point you reach the bone. You know, when you reach the bone, you gotta do something radical, and the radical thing is to move offshore where you can get 50 cent per hour labor.
Well, I think we can see that in our own lives, folks. You know, for me, you know, as we are being asked financially, I guess you could say, to reduce our own personal annual budgets. You know, I've got my belt sucked up so tight right now that I can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I have to hold my breath. There's just not enough air to go around here. So it's so difficult to try and rotate that out and put it into the context of corporations, businesses, and governments each year backing off by 5%, but how does that relate to this particular aspect?
Well, okay. Also, in 1997, William Cohen, when he was a senator, he ushered through the 1997 Defense Reform Initiative for the reinvention of government, and he set about a project to redesign the defense acquisition programs. Okay, what's the number one rule in a military? I'm not a military person, never been in the military, but I know that the supply lines are critical. They are key. You can go fight a war, but if you can't get supplies to your military, you're going to lose. Okay? So this defense acquisition reform was the attack on the inside, attacking the supply lines. And if you remember, in the early part of the war, our guys couldn't get bullets. They couldn't get armor for the vehicles. They couldn't get
armor.
They weren't even getting food. They weren't getting clean water. They weren't, you know, all of these things. Those are supplies.
Absolutely. And all of that goes right back to the IT, folks. We'll pick it up right there on the other side of this break, talk about the privatization of the military and much, much more. Your calls are welcome.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pint of heirloom vegetable tea could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Duke John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we've returned once again and again visiting with Vicki Davis. You can go up to her website. It's www.channelingreality.com. And on the left-hand side, you'll see Become Vocal Local link. Click on that, and it'll open up today's topics that she's gathered together for us, the news that we're discussing. A lot of this is research, not so much news. But one of the things, one of the documents there, Vicki, is this privatization or the corporatization of the military. The audience might want to open that. We'll try in a moment to play a clip, not through my system, but through Vicki's, and see if we can get it on the air. But this article starts out rather timely and interesting on September the 10th of 2001, the day before the big incident. Donald Rumsfeld gave a speech to kick off the DOD Acquisition and Logistics Excellent Week kickoff, Bureaucracy to Battlefield. It was in this speech that Rumsfeld said that by some estimates, quote, we cannot track 2.3 trillion in transitions, close quote. We cannot track 2.3 trillion in transitions or transactions. Remember the $3 million that went, or $3 trillion that went missing from the Pentagon. Continuing, the assumption made by most people in the 9/11 truth community that what he meant was that $2.3 trillion came up missing from the DOD accounts, and they pointed at the at Dove Zockheim as the suspect because he was Undersecretary of Defense and Controller of the Pentagon, the Comptroller of the Pentagon. That's a reasonable suspicion, minus a few critical insights into the process of selling information technology and computer systems, Vicki's written here. She says, it's standard procedure in the IT consulting business when justifying costs for new systems to pump up the negative as reasons why the new systems are needed. And that's so true. You know, we always hear about overworked, understaffed, and underpaid. You know, so much tax has come in on us and at us under that banner that it's hard to even track it. But let's see whether or not, Vicki, you're able to do it. She's got a clip here from fellow Micah, John. It was Representative John Micah, Republican of Florida. Do you want to try that?
Yeah, I do. But first I want to say that Rumsfeld declares war on the Pentagon, and then I got this clip. This clip in 2007, and it was in an oversight hearing on Pat Tillman's death. And it was John Micah, a congressman from Florida, who, when it was his turn to speak, here's what he said. And I hope this comes through for you.
Mr. Micah, thank you. It's arrived, so we will recognize you.
Thank you. Is that another boat? Or? Yeah. Well, in any event, thank you for yielding to me, and welcome Mr. Secretary and the generals. Didn't get a chance to make an opening statement, but just a couple of comments and then a quick question or two. First, welcome back, Secretary Rumsfeld. I've been around this place since 19, 70. My first boss was Congressman Kramer from Florida, who passed away some time ago. But I've never seen more dedicated public servants, dedicated public servant or service to this country than Donald Rumsfeld's provided. I think on my dying day, I'll remember September 11th when I was with Donald Rumsfeld in the Pentagon for breakfast that morning. He invited me and half a dozen members, I think, over to the Pentagon. And the subject of the conversation Donald Rumsfeld was interested in was the military had been downsized during the 90s since the fall of the Berlin Wall, and what we were going to do about the situation if we had another, and the word used was incident. I remember in the conversation sitting in the room right off of his office for a coffee that morning, and he was trying to make certain that we were prepared for something that we might not expect. I was with Pete Guerin, too, who's now the Secretary of the Army, and Pete's done an excellent job. He did an excellent job for you then, and he's done an excellent job for you, too. And I can't remember if it was a Democrat or a Republican. I think it was a Democrat that you enlisted as a as an aide and well respected by everyone on both sides of the aisle. But there's a hero sitting right there, because that morning I left just a few minutes. We learned together of the attack on the World Trade Center, and you, this secretary rolled up his sleeves and went down to save people who had been victimized by the terrorist attack on the Pentagon. I just made it back here as the plane hit. Never forget that morning or your service to our nation. The purpose of this is, you know, we do have a responsibility to look into this just as you do. But, from the information you provided, I don't see a cover-up. I see Pete, and they're looking for the higher level. I mean, this is they're trying to get the trail to the generals and to the secretary and the White House if they can.
Okay, so did you get that?
Yes, very well.
Okay, good. All right, well, it goes on for another minute or two, but the Rumsfeld knew, and, you know, I mean, what do you say about that? Nobody questioned him. Why didn't they pursue that Rumsfeld was having a meeting in the Pentagon that morning? And I don't know. I guess people have to draw their own conclusions. I have mine, but
well, in regards to the Zelikow discussion, you know, and understanding how this process is working out, we're really it's not just the we're not really just you know like the tail on the kite, so to speak, but we're having to piece together things that we really have gone over 1,000 times in the past, but at the same time. Understand the concept here, this idea that there are individuals in government, in governmental positions and in private positions that are actually writing future, and then all of the various parts and pieces come into play to support those future events, which will then become news and history simultaneously. It's rather difficult. Folks, if you go back and listen again, as we suggested on the Tuesday broadcast, to the clip on www.channelingreality.com, click on the Become Vocal Local link, go to the Tuesday, this past week's Tuesday's broadcast, and listen, watch that video, it's still there, is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, watch that presentation that was made by Philip Zelikow in a small, meeting room, a conference center someplace, I didn't quite get where it was, but just listen to the way that he talks. Look at his facial expressions. Look at the way he touches his face and his hair and all of this sort of stuff. I think we're really dealing with a pathos here that is probably could be clinically diagnosable. He is in this process of trying to create mental and verbal pictures for the world so that they can accept the future that is being created as we move into it. And so many times we've talked about, understanding that we very carefully research the past, and here Zelikow is a historian. We visualize the future. That's Vision 2020, goal setting, planning, and all of that. And then we find ourselves always, it's like the diver on the end of a diving board, just at the point that the diving board has come all the way back up and rebounded and your toes are clearing that board. We find ourselves, you and I, we the people, with our toes just coming off that board, always falling into this future. But this is not a future that's just coming about, you know. This is not just what's around the next corner. This is a planned future, a planned economy, a planned 21st century agenda. We'll be right back in a moment, folks, and pick it up there with our special guest, Vicki Davis, and your call. Our welcome.
As America limps on its lost legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we return once again, and we're going to advance a little bit further into this list of information that you can find up on Vicki's website, www.channelingreality.com, the Become Vocal Local link. We move into this zero day. Let's discuss that a little bit. You've got an article here from the ABC News, as if anyone can believe this stuff, but it's a rather classic piece.
Well, what they reported, and I've read this in other sources, so ABC News is not the only source for this.
No, they all get, I think they all basically dip from the same well, but go ahead.
The National Security Agency intercepted two messages the day before September 11th where the participants referred to zero day and the beginning of the match, intelligence sources told ABC News. The public disclosure of the information has angered the White House, which says it compromises national security. The NSA sources said secretly intercepted recorded conversations in Arabic on September 10th said, one said, tomorrow is zero day. Another intercepted message said, the match begins tomorrow. Okay, now what is zero day? Zero day, I have, and this definition is on Wikipedia. It says, a zero day attack or threat is a computer threat that tries to exploit computer application vulnerabilities that are unknown to others, undisclosed to the software vendor, or for which no security fix is available. Zero day exploits the hole and is used by attackers before the software vendor knows about the vulnerability. So that tells us that that attack, September 11th, did have to do with the IT systems because nobody else would use the term zero day if it didn't.
Yeah, and this article starts off, New York City warned of an emergency threat. Also, 9/11 was zero day in NSA intercept, and the FBI prepares for July the 4th. Now, this particular ABC article goes on to talk about in New York, police and fire officials in New York are being warned that terrorists may be trying to acquire surplus or replica emergency vehicles, blah, 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 car bombs, and all the rest of the scare stuff. But what you're really pointing out here is that when we talk about this idea of zero day, we're really right back into this IT terminology. And for those on the inside reading this particular article, they would understand that. But the whitewash that's being handed to the people is this concern that some towel-headed Arab or something is going to get a hold of a police car or a fire truck or an ambulance and be able to put it, make a car bomb out of it and pull it up in front of the local library or something.
Right. Well, and my interpretation of this, given that we know that Mohammed Atta and all of those people, basically they were actors. I mean, Mohammed Atta was an urban planning engineer who had gone to school in Germany. I mean, that, you know, doesn't really compute. And besides, those guys, a lot of them are still alive. And so it seems to me that what was actually being said here is that there was a war game, a war game between the Pentagon, the old-style military guys, and the IT people. That's the way I interpret it.
Interesting. And you would be able to extrapolate that they demonstrated the superiority of controlling IT over superiority of air power and weapon systems, where when you have control of the computing systems that are operating all of this stuff, you can shut down from a remote location or from inside even perhaps, but if you could hack in, we could close down military defense systems from remote locations without having to even bother picking up your AR-14.
Right, a demonstration of net-centric warfare.
Okay.
And immediately following 9/11, there was a guy named Thomas Barnett who wrote a book called The Pentagon's New Map. He was at the Naval War College in Rhode Island. And Art Sabrowski, the guy who is the father of net-centric warfare, immediately after 9/11, Rumsfeld brings them into the Pentagon, sets them up in a office, and with the idea of transformation of the Pentagon to the new American way of war, which is, if you read their documents, it's information technology and terrorism, which they call effects-based operations.
So if I understand where we're going then in this and the tie back to Zelikow, Zelikow creates the illusion, he and Condi Rice and maybe Barksdale and the other people, and we call them the PNAC bunch, they create this project for a new American century. They create this idea, and then through Rumsfeld's participation and whatnot in it, they do the actual IT backgrounding, the things that need to happen there, create the friction or create the situation of choice between real military versus the IT military, and then Zelikow comes back in to make sure that the cover-up is complete with the 9/11 report. Am I following the thread fairly well there?
Well, Zelikow is the myth-maker. I mean, they do these plans ahead of time because they know what systems they want to install. And so, you know, you in order to sell it, you... Oh, geez, I've got a spider in here. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not a tarantula. It's okay. In Missouri, they can even be scorpions.
Oh, well, anyway, yeah, no, they create the myth, the mythology for the system. They know what system they want to put in place. They know what they want to do. He creates the mythology of how we're going to market this. But in the case of 9/11, the consequences were so disastrous, they brought him in on the other side once they were finally forced into writing a report, you know, doing an investigation, as lousy as it was, they brought him in to do the report, to try and explain. And if you look at the 9/11 Commission report, it's all about recommendations for what should be done to prevent another 9/11 from occurring.
Yes, it wasn't really an analysis of what happened. It's something, it's again, it's best practices and lessons learned.
Yes, exactly so.
And it, when I first saw this fellow, this Zelikow, and folks, I very rarely, you know, Vicki wants me to look at things on CNN and whatnot, but I or C-SPAN, but I very rarely ever watch anything. I don't watch very many videos, and people send me a lot of clips, but I very rarely ever open any of them. I don't want them in my mind. But when I was looking at this Zelikow instantly, from the time that he was introduced, he stood up, the way that his voice changed from the initial opening words to his presentation, he went into inside of his personality to another man. He went to the other man, and then he began to speak from the other man. And as I mentioned in my email back to you, Vicki, he's almost, it's not subhuman, it's not really transhuman, but he is not connected to life and blood and spirit and things like that. When he's clicked into his other man, he's operating in an entirely different realm. He's not looking or thinking about the people that suffer and die in these mental constructs of his. He's basically intent upon this myth-making, as you call it. But if we can maybe think of it like this, he writes the synthesis and then develops the thesis and the antithesis. He even uses in his discussion this idea of this tug of war, pulling back and forth between one faction and another faction, one party and another party. He even used that terminology. And so he's developing a synthesis from which they need to create both the thesis and the antithesis to make it happen.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. It's... you know who else was kind of like that, who reminded me of that, is Arlen Specter. It's like when you look at their eyes, their eyes are lifeless, like a shark. You know, sharks, when you look at their eyes, you don't see life in their eyes. It's robotic.
Well, he was wearing a dark suit and a gray shirt and a black tie. His all of his attention was on his face. In other words, just the way that he dresses, he doesn't really want you to look at his body physical. He wants you to look at his face. And then he was continually touching his face, touching his hair, touching his neck and things like that while he's giving this presentation. Very interesting, folks, from a body language standpoint. We'll be back right on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA. Unless you trust the government, the heirloom garden seed time capsule and heirloom seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
And we returned once again, and as I like to do at this particular juncture in the broadcast, because inevitably we run right out of time and haven't had an opportunity. Vicki, I thank you again for coming, bringing this information to my attention, certainly to the audience attention, and for the work that you're doing on your website to make it easier for our audience to follow along on these Tuesdays and Thursdays when we get together here, and I look forward to next Tuesday as well. Over the weekend, I think one of the things that I would like to do is continue to find out a little bit more about this Zelikow. This man, even though I'd heard his name on many broadcasts during the time period, I really never took the time to go and find out anything about him. And other than the fact that people were very disappointed in the report, we didn't hear a tremendous amount about him, at least at my level, either. So here's another person of interest, and if we could think back and understand that Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Queens College and other places started out initially as seminaries, I think that really they're transitioning back to seminaries again, but the religion that they're teaching is one that would be unfamiliar to most listeners and certainly most people that hold the Christian faith and Christian value, if you will. This is a new religion that's coming on. This is the New World Order religion, or the religion of the 21st century. Vicki?
Well, yeah, and if you look at both of the attacks that occurred on the alleged terror attacks that occurred on American soil, both of them were attacking American government infrastructure. The Twin Towers were white elephants. They were loaded with asbestos. They tried to get a permit to demolish them. They couldn't because of the environmental hazard. So, it was a good business decision to take them down. They had to take them down to get to Building 7, which is the government building, you know. And Oklahoma City was another government building. So how that relates to IT is that the concept that these people involved in the global IT systems are engaged in is a virtual governance, privatization of government led by the NGOs and the IT corporations that are going to deliver government by IT systems to you. Of course, it really doesn't work out for border security, does it?
Not very well. One of the things that comes in my mind, Vicki, on this as well, is the, you know, we keep hearing about, you know, the all of the lights, the fluorescent lights, and that created the, you know, the hazard for inhalation damage to the responders and people that were there that day and during that period. But at the same time, we always hear about a laptop went missing here or a computer went missing there, with all of the information from the dot-com bubbles, but all the information all the way back to this 1991 period when you say the year of the world changed. Here we are 10 years advanced on that in 2001. Go all the way back to Ronald Reagan's period when we went from the nation or the world's greatest creditor nation to the world's greatest debtor nation. A lot of that financial information may very well have been in those buildings. And so in order to ensure that none of that information would survive, whatever was not archived out, and I've run across information storage systems in my research of hazard mitigation planning and the emergency operations plans, SEMA, FEMA, the rest of it. There are places in England and elsewhere that archive storage critical information for the continuity of government. Other information in those computers could be damnable or used in courts of law against them. And so what a handy way it would be to just destroy all of that record, get rid of all of the hard drives, turn everything to dust and powder, and start over again square one with this new IT system. And even back at the French Revolution, folks, after the Revolution, they changed the calendar. I'd certainly like to change the calendar. If we can remove this established two-party political system and all of their hacks, I wouldn't mind rolling the calendar back to the year 2000 and we could start over again and just X out of history this first 10 years. But they changed the calendar in the French Revolution, and by getting rid of all of the computing records right there, it would be a way of starting fresh and changing the calendar in the IT system as well.
Yeah. Well, if you look at September 11th, on September 15th, George Bush announces the formation of the Liberty Partnership, and with the theme of Liberty Unites. And which corporations are involved in that? AOL, Time Warner, Microsoft, Cisco Systems, Yahoo, eBay, and Amazon. And, you know, that's a very interesting name, you know, of an organization. Liberty Unites.
Well, as we've been, you know, I've talked about that a lot on this broadcast as well, too, and even with you, Vicki, rightly understanding what is liberty and what is freedom. Liberty, basically, is a system of law. It's law that takes away from one person and gives to another. There's equity that's involved in that. There's so much, you know, the courts of chancery, that idea comes into it as well. But when liberty unites, all laws come together. it's a global governance system. And so liberty need not necessarily be our enemy, but we most definitely need to understand it well.
Uh-huh. Well, and Thomas Barnett, you know, the military strategist that went to work for the Pentagon after the September 11th attack, he had been working with Cantor Fitzgerald on something called the New Rule Sets Project. And what are new rules?
Exactly.
New rulers, new rules. And for a global information society. So, you know, and I don't know.
Well, you go back to the Juris Civilis. You go back to Rome and Roman law and canon law and come forward with all of that. But the term legal positivism, folks, if you want to browse that up in your Google Dogpile or Web Ferret, go in and do a study on it. I've been researching it for years. But one of the easiest ways of expressing what is legal positivism is simply this. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. And so it's not real law, it's legal, it's legal, but it's not necessarily, need not necessarily be lawful. And so there's quite a difference. But if the prince says, thou shalt not, and you acquiesce, in other words, this is a system built upon voluntary compliance and affirmative action, if your silence implies consent, if the prince says, thou shalt not, and you don't, and you don't object to it, and then you comply with that, the prince can assume that you're good with that, you're down with that, you know? And so we need to be very careful. There's another phrase that I've discovered, unearthed as I study FEMA more, and this is the idea of prescription, prescriptive. Again, that would be a word study that you could do, folks, for yourself to understand more about prescriptive. There's a prescriptive easement, for instance, in real estate law. There are things that if it happens to your neighbor and you did nothing, and we've all heard the story, you know, that first they came for the gypsies and no one did anything. Then they came for the Catholics and no one did anything. And then finally they came for the Jews and there were nobody else to save them. And so, then, you know, you've all heard, you know, Elie Wiesel and all the rest of them, they're repeated ad nauseum. But that's the idea. That's Bonhoeffer's way of expressing it. But if we do nothing, then our silence is implied as consent, and then it becomes prescriptive law. And so these are real tough concepts, big stuff, but it's worth getting it out, letting the people understand. We have come under a new system, and you brought up amici etioni. Communitarian law is another part of this. We mentioned in the broadcast earlier cultural Marxism. There's so much in all of this. That work together piece by piece by piece, and the computing systems really are the highway that makes this possible on an international or global scale.
Absolutely, yes. And that's I think, you know, why it's so hard for people to see it, because not only do you have to understand the integration of these computer systems and the design, how they have centrally planned and designed for our economy to work, but you have to expand your vision to the global picture of implementing these systems throughout the globe.
We're all out of time. Thank you very much again, Vicki. Vision 2020, so you just can't get away from it.
We'll be back one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day Books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.